Brian, what do you think about this?
That's goofy, man.
I know it is, but it's free. It's free 30 minutes, though. They want to hear our southern accents on the phone.
Well, I'll give it to them.
I know. What you doing, studying? Hold on, let me set my timer. I don't want to go over because I think they'll probably charge us $5 a minute if we go over 30 minutes. What you been studying for?
Well, I have a cellular biology exam and a evolutionary biology on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Thursday I have a organic exam that night, and then Friday I have a calculus exam.
Jeez, boy.
Yeah, talk about it's like it's a prelim to finals.
Good gosh. Well, you'll be free after that, though.
Well, I'll be drunk after that.
No, seriously. You'll be drunk, good and drunk after that.
Yeah, a little bit.
Did you get drunk last night?
Yeah. Oof.
Well, where'd you watch the game at?
Huh?
Where'd you watch the game?
I watched it here before I went out. Mm-hmm. So.
Hey, did you get your film?
Yeah, I get it back tomorrow. The 1 hour at the HEB here was broken because of chemicals or something like that. So they sent it off, and I'm going to get it back tomorrow. So.
What about those pictures?
Huh?
The pictures.
The pictures?
You know.
Oh, that are on there?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Are we going to get them?
Huh?
Are we going to get them?
Well, if they'll develop them.
Yeah, they'll develop them.
Huh?
As long as you're over 18, they got to develop them.
Well, if they're pornographic, no.
No. I want them so bad.
So
I mean, these girls fine.
You're able to rent pornos in Mississippi. You're not here.
How do you have to be to rent pornos in Mississippi? In Texas?
In Texas?
Uh-huh.
They're banned.
Unless pornos are banned?
Unless you go to a triple X shop. Heck, you can go to any... you can go to Rent-A-Movie or whatever at one of your just regular old Rent-A-Movie store in Starkville, and they got that boarded-off room for the pornos.
But you walk in the room, and you got to be 18 to get in the room, and you walk in the room, and you get all the pornos you want.
Well, no, I thought it was 21.
Mm, 18 now.
Dang.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Jeez.
I need to go buy some. So what about them dogs?
Oh, God. I was so pumped after that game.
I wish you could. I've got the whole thing. What I'm doing is I've got all these. I've been making tapes of all the games.
Uh-huh.
And I'm putting all the games on one tape, like, so as much will fit, you know, maybe they'll put up two tapes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to...
Have just keep,
Man, I tell you what, they came out last night. They came out and scored the first 2 points
smoking,
of the game.
Man.
Huh?
They came out smoking. With Wilson hitting those threes? Oh, my God.
And you should have seen Dante in the first half. He did a reverse jam in the first half.
Dante's a big, goofy guy, man.
Dude, he is the most friendliest person you'll ever meet, though.
Yeah, but he seems to hate those, he seems to hate the rims.
Hate the rims?
Yeah, he hates the rims.
Why?
The way he beats up on them, slamming them down and everything.
Gee, he loves, you're thinking of Eric Dampier.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I'm talking about our 6'7" forward that can jump out of the gym. He did a reverse jam on a transition move. That was just amazing. I mean, it, against Connecticut, he sits there and does a reverse jam in the first half. I figured Williams was pissed about that. But it was so much fun to watch, though.
Where did you watch it?
I watched it. There was an engagement party of some kind I had to go to, and they had a big old screen TV there.
Oh,
they had
really?
A big old keg. I mean, it was awesome. I was so wasted. I was gone by, well, you know, by 7:30 or 8, because I was so nervous to watch the game.
Uh-huh.
sober and all. Because I was nervous. I mean, like, I'm nervous for tomorrow. I mean, like, I probably won't be able to sleep tonight.
Oh, geez.
Because I want them to win so bad.
Well,
I mean,
man, God, I've been thinking. You know the reason why I can't come to Derby Days?
Why?
Because that's the weekend of Todd's wedding.
Oh, that's right. I forgot all about that. Well, you gonna come down? Are you gonna be able to come also?
I'm gonna try.
I talked to her. She's gonna set you up for the date. Yeah.
Problem now is my truck doesn't run.
What's wrong with it?
It's the engine. The service engine light is on,
mm-hmm.
and it's running funny.
Mm.
And I'm hoping I can get out there. Damn.
Well, you think it's because of the trip?
Well, do you know who it is she might set me up with?
No, I don't even know who it is. I just told her. She said, well, when he knows for sure if he's coming, then we'll set you up.
Damn.
I there's some girls that are our age that don't have boyfriends. I'll set you up with her.
Heck yeah.
It'll be good dates. I mean, if
good it, dates.
You want a real good date. You want
so
really, have you talked
her to get her to get me drunk so she can take advantage of me?
Okay, okay. Have you talked to P or any of them?
No, I haven't. I need to.
And Lindsay.
Oh.
Tell me about that while on the way home. What was it like?
Oh God.
Now that you're not his.
You know,
I know that. See, that night you called me.
Uh-huh.
You were his apartment, so I know that you
oh,
could just
yeah.
tell me. You know, he was there and everything. What was Greg and them saying too?
Okay. You know that BP, as you go toward, I guess, 40, you know how you turn off of the interstate to go toward your house into Knoxville?
Yeah.
Well, we stopped off at that BP to fill up the gas and put...
right there at the interstate where you go east.
Right when you head off east. I was, we were just kind of filling up. No. We stopped in Nashville and just stretched or whatever.
This was in Nashville.
Yeah, this was in Nashville, and this is when we stopped off at a BP, and Greg and I were outside, and everyone else was inside buying something or peeing or something or whatever. And I was eating a bagel, and I was talking with Greg, and said, "So, Lindsay got on your nerves yet?" And I was afraid to talk to him about it because I didn't know if you know they were friends with her or not. And Christy came out too, and boy, we just started talking about Lindsay, and we were just going nuts.
Just ragging on her behind her back.
Oh yeah, do you know how?
Let me guess, she was in the bathroom stall.
Oh yeah, oh, no, we were outside, and she was probably pissing up a storm. But anyway, you know how Mark was making fun of her?
Yeah.
Oh God, Greg. Oh shit, that's the way she was doing it the whole damn time.
She really was acting like that the whole time that we were.
Yeah. And the way she was laughing was getting on my nerves so much. Like, didn't she have a regular laugh? She was going, I mean, kind of like when Bobby and I were just kind of goofing around.
When y'all get drunk and start goofing around.
Oh, God. She got on my nerves. We wanted to stop off at Poncho's on the way back.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
That's
why
my favorite Mexican restaurant.
You know why we didn't?
You're not serious. She doesn't eat Mexican food?
No. She would have eaten there. But the reason why is because we all agreed we would be farting up a storm if we... And we would have stopped off in, where was it? In Marshall. And we still had 3 more hours to go. And we would have been...
Yeah, all the way home. Man, y'all should have, though. Ponchos is... When did they get a Ponchos in Marshall?
I don't know. It's
they
right,
didn't...
It's
they
right
No,
there,
it's brand new. It's brand new.
Yeah, it's right there on 20.
I know, well, it's brand new because I hadn't had it. Because I know when you and I had been going home, we had stopped by there to get a poncho's.
I tell you what, I have. Let's see, where did I eat? I ate some. Oh, Jose's has gotten bad.
Has it really?
Yeah. I went to Stephenville last.
Yeah.
I ate a Jose's and it's just horrible. But damn. Yeah.
What all was she saying on the way home? Like, was the trip just that bad? Was she talking?
She just,
was she
okay,
you, when you were driving? When you were driving,
oh,
was
she
like?
She sat in the front seat and she was a back seat driver.
Well, how'd she sit in the front seat with you and Gray?
And okay, remember how on our way back from West Virginia,
mm-hmm.
she was going nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the way she was doing on the way home. It's like you need to get over the right. And I was driving. I was getting pissed. You know the exit's on the right, and I said, "Yes, I know." Well, it's coming up here on about 3 or 4 quarters of a mile. Yes, I know. I was like, "Ooh, I wanted to wring her neck."
Why didn't you just tell her, "Listen, I'm driving"? And it's-
well, see, I was talking to when we stopped off in Nashville.
Uh-huh.
I was talking to Greg about it, and he told me, "Well, you know, you can't be too mean. You have to be nice about it."
Yeah, because y'all are gonna be in the truck the whole time.
I think Mark said something to me about that too, but.
Yeah, Mark did. I remember he said something to you.
And I really wanted to go off on her, but, you know, I didn't. I was just wanting to get home more than anything.
So Greg and Christy were sitting there dragging on her.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. When Gray and Lindsay were in the front seat the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
It was at night. And we were going, Gray, you're going too fast. Oh, Gray, those lights are too bright. Why don't you flick your lights out? We're going nuts. Oh, you're going to laugh at this. Oh, Greg, Christy, and I, we were in the back seat, and we were just going nuts because the drive was just killing us. And we decided, you know, we thought up the most strange thing to talk about. I don't know how it came up, but we just started talking about dick and pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And
on the way home.
On the way home. But the different ways, you name it.
And Lindsay was in the car.
Oh, Lindsay was asleep, though, but we came up with so many different names, it was hilarious. Guess what Greg called it, and Christy hates it. The Whisker Biscuit.
Christy,
the Whisker Biscuit, man. Or the Hanging Clam. No, the Hanging Taco.
That's good one, too. Who hated that? Lindsay hated that.
Well, Lindsay was asleep, and I didn't give a damn about what Lindsay thought.
Do you remember when we were at Razoo's that night, and she was,
mm-hmm.
She and Amanda and them were talking about her?
Oh, yeah. That's what, I tried to give Lindsay a second chance.
I know you did.
She blew it.
You don't understand how funny that was that you threw up out of the window like that. I mean, you don't understand how funny that was.
Oh, yeah! I just remembered that. I didn't throw up. But
You spit your water. You had your water. And then
My God. I got it all over Mark's car, but, oh, shit, the effect was there.
That was so good. Man, that was the best. That was so funny.
Oh, remember when we were on our way up to Snowshoe,
mm-hmm.
and we all had to get out and take a piss.
Mm-hmm.
That picture came out, dude.
I know. It was Bev Baker, too, wasn't it?
But it had you with your pants undone, but you stuffing everything in, and so nothing was showing. But you were blocking Baker somewhat.
Aww.
But you could see the stream of piss coming from Baker.
That was right. That was when we were right at Snowshoe. We were at the bottom of the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
we were right there.
I can't wait for you to see those. I mean, they're funny.
Hey, I got that. I got your email from
Oh, really?
Yeah, about the letter.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough.
Oh, you read it?
Yeah. It's pretty, well, it explains, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
I emailed her something.
Did you email her that?
Yeah, I emailed her.
Did
that.
You get a response?
I didn't get a response from that.
Yeah, okay. No, you tell me about that.
I didn't get.
Tell me about the other response.
Yeah, it was like a fuck you response. But I haven't had an email from her. But what happened was right after spring break,
mm-hmm.
I went and I emailed her a one sentence thing. I said, Amy. Oh, no, I said A. And then I wrote, how was your cruise? B.
Your what?
A, like, dear Amy, I put A and then put a hyphen, and then I wrote, how was your cruise?
What cruise?
And she went on a cruise for spring break.
Really?
Yeah. And then I signed it B and sent that email to her. Well, she wrote me back and said, blah, 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 all this other good stuff, and we went to New Orleans and da, 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 all this stuff. And, you know, I think she's skirting around it. She doesn't want to talk to me about it, so fuck her.
Well, yeah. Has she called you lately about that money problem thing?
No. So, I mean, we haven't talked since Zeta Days. I'm not going to send her that money. I'm writing a nice letter to her mother.
Yeah.
Saying, her mother's getting remarried.
Yeah,
I'm going to write her a nice congratulations letter.
Write a letter to that. But if you send that money, I'm going to be so mad at you.
Oh, I'm not sending that money. She has no legal precedent. Even if I did owe it, I'm not going to send it because she has no legal precedent. She can't sue me for it because the damn account is under her fucking name.
I know.
But, no, I'm going to send a nice letter to her mom, blah, 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 nice. And then the last part of it, like she did to me, I'm going to say that charge was made for Christmas presents over 2 years ago, and I've already settled that account settled that debt with her. And I'll explain to her why. We charged it on her account just because it was been the easiest thing rather than me divvying up everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's that.
Well, that's the right thing to do, man. You don't owe her anything.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing. I mean, honestly, no, you don't owe her anything at all.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous why she was doing that.
Is there a hub in Paducah?
A hub? Like an airplane hub?
Like a major airport in Paducah?
Well, there's an airport, but it's not a hub for any of the major airlines.
Okay. What's the closest hub? Atlanta?
Well, Atlanta's Delta. No, Nashville. Nashville's the hub for American Airlines.
How close is Nashville to Paducah?
It's maybe 2 hours.
Oh.
Why?
Well, I don't know. Well, shit, I hate driving, Dave. But I really like visiting your family again.
Yeah, visiting Paducah. Well, we're not moving there until the end of summer.
Yeah.
But, ooh, what's this on Channel 4?
Is it sex?
No. It's, something that I want to record. Hold on, let me get a tape.
Channel 4?
That would be your channel, of CBS.
That'd be Channel 5.
Channel 5. I just noticed there's something that I've been wanting to see.
Mr. John LaBrie.
My who?
Oh.
Dude, you know the SEC, women's basketball? I know women's basketball's not that big.
Yeah.
But I mean to tell you.
Georgia beat Stephen F. Austin.
I saw that. I thought about you. I thought about calling.
Off.
I thought about calling you. I was like, man, I was like, poor Brian. Because I knew how big a fan.
Yeah.
Do you know any of those girls on that team?
No. No, they're all niggers. I hope your teacher's not black.
No, he's not, but the people listen to it might be. So we better watch what we say. I don't think my teacher listens to it, I don't know. So
dang.
I don't matter. I don't care. It's an educational purpose.
Oh, it's anonymous. It's anonymous? Is this an anonymous recording?
It's supposed to be an anonymous recording.
Okay.
They don't know your name. They don't know my name.
They shouldn't know yours either.
Do
if
what?
It's for research purposes, it shouldn't.
Hold on 1 second, all right?
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Right.
Yeah, there's a show that's coming on that I'm recording. Sure. Heather just walked in.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell
Heather, you better set me up.
Hey, he said that you better set him up for,
set me up with a girl who likes to...
A girl who likes to...
I'm just kidding.
Who likes to eat. a big girl.
No, shut the hell up. Don't set me... Well, who was that girl?
Which one?
Which one?
Paula?
Uh-huh. Huh?
Who was that girl?
What's that girl that you, Mark, and Baker just made the hell fun of me? Paula Calhoun.
She's
that,
yeah.
And I still owe Ellen an explanation. She's still asking me about that.
But Paula, don't tell Ellen.
Well, no, I have to now because she thinks I slept with her.
She does?
Huh?
Well, I could vouch for that. You didn't.
I know. Shit, I wouldn't even want to touch that.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Just think if Paul Calhoun's one of the researchers.
Dude, I know. That's one thing I had about this recording. they're listening.
Oh, well, fuck it. My name is...
Well, the thing said... Here's what said it. Now, the thing said that... It's research purposes at the University of Pennsylvania.
Oh.
But I'm thinking my teacher's going to be, I think they're going to be doing some of the stuff down here. So.
Oh, Dave.
Isn't it weird being on phone and know that they're recording everything?
Kind of. I don't really notice it until, after I say something, I'm like, oops, I'm being recorded.
I know. I completely forgot about it. We started talking. I completely forgot we were being recorded.
See, what is it,
Hey, what about the girls in there? You met any?
Huh?
Yeah, have you been out with any girls since we got back?
Oh, yeah.
Over there? I've
been out with two of them. Fuck both of them.
Really?
Yeah. See, one of them's named Kim Barfield, and the other one's,
What is she doing, though?
Huh?
What is she doing? She's doing the listening. What is she doing, the evaluating of the thing?
Oh, God. Well, she is a psychiatrist.
Is she?
Well, she's she's finishing up her dissertation for her, I guess, what is it, BA or BS in psychology? But, excuse me. But,
what'd you do?
No, the other one is, her name, this is the one I like, Susie Eccles.
Eccles?
Uh-huh, and I went out with her before.
How did you, so, honestly, two of them at the same night?
No. This is separate nights.
I was fixing to say, you're like...
Oh, man, since I've been back from spring break, I've been party hound.
I have too. Tonight's the first night I hadn't gone out since like Monday.
Monday.
I went Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Damn.
Man, I'm like just still living in spring break.
Hell yeah.
Because it's so hard to get you know, caught back up in the sense of going back to class. Well, I mean, I've been going to class and doing my work and, you know, doing my homework. And
does Heather know that you were joking?
About what?
Well, I mean, of course that's what I'd want, but I didn't like want you to like say it out loud.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
She's already.
Like, you want the girl that fucks, don't you know?
You know,
nah,
she knows.
I didn't want.
She knows that you. Well, you really weren't joking, but she knows that she thinks she thinks you were joking. Though I know you aren't, but she thinks you were, because she's innocent like that.
Well. You know a lot of the DGs.
Yeah, I know more. I know some of them better than before she did. So I can get you that.
Maybe you could like screen the selection list or something, you know?
I'll say,
wait a minute, she's approved. No, he wouldn't have fun with her.
Hey, just get this. Baker had some of his friends come over last night.
Uh-huh.
They were well, I guess I better watch what I say because we're on recording, so I guess I won't say it.
Well, tell me later. I've got to know this.
I'll tell you later. He had some of his friends come over.
Well, tell me about it.
Huh?
Tell me about it.
Well, Pricky was here.
Pricky?
Yeah.
Man.
So he's doing pretty good from what they say.
Really?
He's back
in his nose and his ass?
Yeah, he's still doing that. But they say that he's back in school.
Good.
I mean, so that's. I guess that's good.
Was he out of school for a while?
Yeah, well, he was. Remember, he had the trouble with the... He got a DUI and all.
Well, yeah, but I got him clear to that.
How did you get him clear?
Because I paid the money for his lawyer fees.
You paid the money for his lawyer fees?
Yeah.
Did you ever get that money back?
I got some of it back.
You want me to get the rest of it back for you?
No, don't worry about it. No, Ricky and I have an understanding about it.
What's the understanding?
Well, he was, contrary to what y'all like about him, I really liked him.
Yeah.
And, you know, he and I were close.
Yeah, I know y'all were close.
You know, I'd do anything. I'd still do anything for him, you know. But, wait a minute, I wouldn't wear his fucking underwear.
Well,
But, no, and, you know, I did some things for him, and, you know, I did that type of thing.
What are you making out there, coffee?
Hmm?
You're not making coffee,
no,
are you?
No. You know what? I pulled the Tom Harrington. I started doing things to my apartment.
Like what?
I installed two shelves.
Oh my
and
god!
And three under the cabinet lights.
I'm scared to come over there now.
Oh no!
Everything's
awesome,
gonna fall
man.
Down.
I have all this space to where I can put shit up there.
Everything will fall down.
I even bought a stud finder and I nailed that or screwed the shit in this.
Man, and you learned about all this stuff from Tom.
Well, yeah, and also sex positions, but.
Hey, is he married? Do you know?
Huh?
Is he married? Did he get married?
Who?
Tom.
Tom? Oh no, I don't know. I talked to my mom this
you've
morning.
Got
and I forgot to ask her.
You've got to find out for me, and next time I talk to you, you got to tell me.
Okay, I will.
I've got to know if he's married. I mean, it's been driving me crazy.
I still cannot picture Tom as mayor. Mayor Tom. You know what I mean?
Everything's this way or my way. Well,
no way.
My way or the highway.
Or it's my way or my way.
Well, I mean, think of all those poor people that we used to. I mean, we'd be working. All right, so this is when y'all didn't work for me. It was just me.
Mm-hmm.
And Lyle worked some of that summer too.
Yeah.
But we'd be working in about, you know, three or so, and I'd be quitting at about six or seven.
He'd be drunk already.
Yeah, we'd get in his truck. He'd get beer. We'd go ride around his ranch and drink, and then riding back through town and stuff. And he'd see us. Like one time we saw a guy that was working on a power line that wasn't belted in, and so he like took a picture of it and all, and was like turned it in and stuff.
Who's that guy?
He did that not. He did that more than once. He did it like five or six times. He did it with it. You know, he always did stuff like that. He used to drive around. And that's just the way, you know. I feel sorry for all those people that work for the city now, because they're going to be like he's going to be the mayor, so he's going to see that happen. He's going to get out of his truck right there and probably fire him on the spot.
Either that or shit on him, one of the two. Come here.
Man, but that's the kind of person you need to run a city, though.
Yeah.
In my opinion. He's going to do a knockdown job. He's great.
He's going to make Cleveland to Dallas.
Yeah. I wonder if he needs me to work for him now. I'll be like the mayor's assistant. I'll be the guy that follows him around and says, yeah, you're screwed. You know, the little guy.
I'd get out of the state right now if I were you.
It's crazy. So what's been going on in Texas besides studying and partying?
Well, I was invited to two different parties tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Which ones?
Well, there's not a sorority party. They're just regular parties. Mm-hmm. You remember Andrea's sister?
Yeah.
Jocelyn, she invited me to this one party. There was three keggers.
She's not in college now, is she?
Yeah, she's here at UT.
Good gosh.
She's Ellen's age.
Well, for some reason I didn't think she was.
But anyway, she invited me to a party. There was a three kegger and there was an open bar.
Open bar?
Open bar.
Why? You had it a test. You got the test to study for.
Yeah. And then Susie called me up and wanted me to go to 6th Street with her, and ticks me off. And I wanted to go to 6th Street with her, but I had to study.
Did you watch the UMass game tonight?
Oh, God.
It was a blowout.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that Kentucky-UMass game. That's going to be good.
I think Kentucky's going to beat UMass.
You think so?
Yeah.
They've got a good chance at it. I think they're going to, too.
At least their head already tells them they're going to beat them.
The what?
At least their head already said
that.
Yeah. Man, you know what the bad thing is, though?
What's that?
I hate Kentucky, but Susie is just, that's one of the schools. She's either going to come here or go to Kentucky.
Why Kentucky?
I don't know.
See, where's she from?
I'm like, you want to go up there?
Where's she from?
She's from Dallas.
Then why would she want to go to Kentucky?
I don't know. Where is it? Is it in Paducah?
No, it's in Lexington.
It's in Lexington, okay.
It's about 2 hours from Paducah. Why in the world from Dallas would you want to go to Kentucky?
I don't know. It's kind of like us. Why in the world, we're from Dallas, and basically,
yeah.
And we go to Mississippi State.
That's true. I guess you're right. She must have. I don't know.
Maybe she had a steady fuck up there.
It sure wasn't the quality of football team they have up there in Kentucky. They're pathetic. I mean, they got a great running back, so can't even win a game. I mean, seriously. State's going to have like 7 people drafted this year.
Jeez.
And we went 3-8. Can you believe that?
I was playing a video game the other day. It's a football game. Mm-hmm. And Orlando Truitt was on it.
Oh, well, yeah. He plays for the
Vikings? Chargers.
Is it the Chargers now?
Yeah. Or was it the Chargers?
Do you have a Nintendo in your room?
Huh?
Do you have a Nintendo in your room?
Nuh-uh. No, I was drunk and over playing it. It was that Sony game machine. It's a CD ROM. It was awesome. It was like 3D. I was freaking out how 3D it was.
Sony game machine.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like is that the one that costs like $300?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a CD. You put the CD in and it's just awesome.
Hmm. Well, so you got everything. Well, does your shirt fit and all?
Huh?
Is your shirt fit?
What shirt?
Did it wait for
you? Oh, yeah.
And your boxers?
I was like, wait a minute. Yeah. The boxers are cool.
Yeah,
I'm
wearing
them right now.
I knew you'd like those.
Hell yeah.
Do they fit? I got you extra large.
Huh?
I got you extra large in there.
Yeah, no, you got me large, but it still fits.
Does it fit? They didn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
if you got me extra large, it would have been too big.
Well, I figured you wore the same size I do since you have a 36 waist.
Yeah.
I got 34, so I figured, you know, two different, you know, and that's the size I wear. Those are awesome boxers.
Oh, yeah.
So I love Tabasco. I got a tie from there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Tabasco sauce, you know, type thing.
Yeah.
But they make them in South Louisiana. I love my tie. Thought about getting you a tie, but then I was like, well, the more girls will see your boxers, hopefully, than your tie.
Well, hopefully more girls will see my boxers just kind of draped over the couch.
Man, I can't believe you live by yourself there in Austin.
Oh, well, I'm trying to get a roommate. In fact...
Well, if I can get there in a year or so, I'll be your roommate. But...
Well, get this. I made room with Susie.
How?
She
in that apartment?
Huh?
In that apartment?
No, not, no. Change apartment. She has a